This is Lip Gloss and Making Out, a band of Twitter notfic featuring members of Panic at the Disco, written by Alejandra and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG and contains the pairing Ryan Ross, Spencer Smith, Brendan Urie, with additional tags for lip gloss, kissing, roleplay, and twitfic. Author's note. I'm tired of losing things to my Twitter feed. I'm not really pro-notfic in general, but I also can't type up all these Twitter stories into real stories. For the record, I do not recommend carpal tunnel surgery if you can avoid it. Fuck. I was just telling Leica Glass that what we need up in here is a Brendan Wears Lip Gloss comment fic fest. Seriously. What would happen is this. Brendan would be going through all his stuff to make room for Sarah to move into his house, and he'd find an old shoebox full of makeup, including the lip gloss that Ryan bought for him when the band started taking off. It's clear, and it stings because it's got lip plumper in it, and Brendan remembers so vividly what it was like to get blowjobs from Ryan while he was wearing it. The weird, stinging, burning pain on his dick that just made him harder, made him come more, faster, more intensely. So he slicks it on and adds some eyeliner. The liquid shit is super old, but not totally dried out. There's enough to paint a tree on his face. So, whatever. He takes a picture and tweets it, and is like, "The past is always following me around. I hope it enjoys the view." Or something super dorky like that. And then he forgets about it. Except, like, a few hours later, his doorbell rings, and it's Ryan. And he's wearing old clothes, like jeans and a My Chem t-shirt. And he's got his lip gloss on. His was tinted pink, Brendan remembers. And he's like, "Hey." He comes in, and Brendan can't figure out what's going on until Ryan brings up his dad. And then Brendan realizes that this is some kind of fucked up way of reliving their teenage years, when they'd curl up on Brendan's bed in his crappy apartment and Ryan would spin dreams and they'd fuck for hours. But something is missing. Someone is missing. Spencer is missing. Brendan slips away for a sec and texts him to come over. Tells him to dress like it's 2004, dude, seriously. And Spencer does, is the thing. He just does it. He and Brendan are beyond dumb bullshit most of the time. And Spencer knows that if Brendan is asking for something, there's a decent reason. Even if that reason is just a Guitar Hero battle. So he wears tight jeans and a pink t-shirt, and after a couple of minutes of staring at himself in the mirror, he shaves off his beard. Then he drives over, and Brendan and Ryan are already making out on the couch. Ryan slicks the lip gloss onto Spencer. He adds them in his pocket, the kind Spencer really liked. It's more like chapstick, and it's flavored, and there's no plumping or anything, but it's peppermint. And then, I don't know, they have really hot sex and admit they miss each other, and Brendan and Ryan have a fight about Sarah, and in the end they work it out. OT3. I follow this up with this Twitter post. Also, I want to say, I'm not, like, super into Ryro, but I bet 2012 Ryro would look fucking hot in jeans and a My Chem shirt and lip gloss. Right? The end.